Hey, what's up, homies? I've been working really hard recently, and I kind of wanted to do something that would require minimal editing, and that could potentially be used as a sleep aid, or maybe even a grounding exercise, so I hope you cuddle up or get comfy while you listen to me rant about some of my favorite poems. Okay, let's see. First, we'll start with Pulitzer Prize winner and the first African-American poet laureate, Rita Dove. In this poem, she explores how one can remain content while the world swirls around them. She's definitely referring to a relationship in this poem, but I'll be taking it kind of out of context and using it to represent you and I. Also, if you hear my dogs, they're right next to me, they're cuddling me, it's pretty great. But if you hear weird rustling, it's them. I'm taking this out of context, but I'm using it to represent me speaking and you listening and just being with each other. You'll see why closer to the end. Cozy Apologia by Rita Dove. I could pick anything and think of you. This lamp, the wind still rain, the glossy blue. My pen exudes dry matte upon the page. I could choose any hero, any cause or age, and sure as shooting arrows to the heart, astride a dappled mar, braced as far apart as standing in silver stirrups will allow, there you'll be, with furrowed brow and chainmail glinting to set me free, one eye smiling, the other firm upon the enemy. This postmodern age is all business, compact discs and faxes, to do it now and take no risks. Event, today a hurricane is nudging up the coast. Oddly male, big bad Floyd who brings a host of daydreams, awkward reminiscence of teenage crushes on worthless boys, whose only talent is to kiss you senseless. They all had sissy names, Marcel, Percy, Dewey, were thin as sweet with a dark and hollow center, Floyd's. Cussing up a storm, you're bunkered in your airy, and I'm perched in mine. Twin desks, computers, hardwood floors, we're content, but fall short of the divine. Still, it's embarrassing, this happiness. Who's satisfied simply with what's good for? When has the ordinary ever been news? And yet, nothing else will do to keep me from melancholy, call it blues. I fill this stolen time with you. My pacing on that wasn't too great, but oh well. I still love it. Our second poem is very short, and I don't know much about the author. I found this on a poetry forum, and the writer simply went by the name of Rumi. Your Task by Rumi. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Short. Okay. Our third poem is by Wendell Berry. He was a novelist and poet who enjoyed writing about the outdoors and the peace that solitude brings people. when despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day blind stars waiting in their light. For a time I rest in the grace of the world, and am free. Next, American-born poet Ezra Pound writes about the gathering pace of days and what we all ultimately leave behind. And the days are not full enough, by Ezra Pound. And the days are not full enough. Are not full enough, and life slips by like a field mouse, not shaking the grass. Our next poet, Mary Oliver, believed poetry mustn't listening.